Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of GMS, Inc., Golden Mastermind Seminars, Incorporated, an 18-year-old personal development and self-improvement company in the direct sales and free enterprise industry. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's call. I've been suiting up and showing up for 18-plus years. Tonight is the anniversary of me hosting this call. I started this call 18 years ago in the daytime, actually, at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Call. It started off as a women's workshop for a group of entrepreneurial women that I was mentoring back 18 years ago. So you're in the right place at the right time. And to celebrate my 18-year anniversary, I have an exceptional woman that I've had the privilege of coaching, mentoring, and becoming very, very good friends with. Crystal Lowry is my guest tonight. Crystal, are you online with me? Are
Absolutely,
you there?
Jeff. I'm
All right,
here.
Crystal, you're warming up in the San Diego bullpen. Is that correct?
I am. Thank you.
Well, do a few more squats, a few more bench presses, push-ups. Get ready not to get ready. Get ready to produce. I'll bring you back out here in about 5 minutes. Josh Morin in Missoula, who lives in Montana, Great Falls, Montana, told me to tell you hello. So I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, then we'll get our call in process. If you're on tonight's call, you are here for the right reason. If someone recommended this call to you, it's each and every Tuesday night. I do record this call. It is available for podcast and playback by 9 o'clock Pacific, noon Eastern Standard Time, and occasionally earlier at www.calls.goldenmastermind.com. I speak practically every Saturday at somewhere across the United States. Saturday, September 20th, I will be in Orlando, Florida. There will be a big New Jersey connection at that event, as Alexis Romano and many of her teammates will be attending that event. It is all day 9 until 4 at the Hilton Hotel at the Convention Center. That's right off International Drive, right there by the Rosen Center and the Peabody. That's a fabulous property and location. September 27th, I will be in one of my favorite areas, Weehawken, New Jersey. If you've never attended an event, that's right there on the Hudson River, looking right across the river at beautiful Manhattan. Many of my exceptional coaching clients will be bringing their teams to that event. That is a generic event. Alexis Romano is the host of the event. She will be speaking along with C.G. Siddons and many other exceptional entrepreneurs in free enterprise. My first visit to Greenville, South Carolina, and that will be with Bridget Bartley, Jennifer Trinkner. Jennifer absolutely has been lighting up 2014, a multiple six-figure mompreneur. Her awesome husband, Tom, a very good friend of mine, Jennifer is absolutely setting records in her company. October 18th, my first trip to Denver, Colorado. Oh, I don't want to forget Casey Fluff, Bridget Bartley, Jennifer Trinkner, our host of that event. Three exceptional women that I have coached for almost 2 years, each one of them. October 18th, Denver, Colorado. I moved that location to that event. I have a great location at the Denver Tech Center. That is Saturday, October 18th, my first trip to Denver, Colorado. Buffalo, New York, October 25th, November 1st, Boston, Massachusetts. November 6th, 7th, and 8th, my Protege Writers Speakers Workshop. That's a very unique event that is by invitation only. If you'd like to attend that event, you may contact me. You must be a coaching client of mine to be able to attend that event. You can contact me at 209-932-0227. November 15th, one of my favorite cities in the United States, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. November 22nd, the City of Angels, one of my adopted hometowns, Los Angeles, California. December 6th, my first ever trip to Long Island, New York. Kelly Bartoletti and Joy Schoenholtz, thank you for bringing me to the event. And my last event of the year, that will be All She Wrote, December 20th, Phoenix, Arizona. And right now I'm working on the Millionaire Blueprint for Palm Springs 2015. Has a nice ring to it. And that is all she wrote for announcements, with this one quick exception. If you're seeking coaching, one-on-one mentoring, I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list. All of my coaching is done by me, one-on-one over the telephone, 1 hour every 2 weeks. when you desire to hire me. I've coached over 50,000 plus hours. That's five times the 10,000 hour habit, over 9,000 plus clients. I've been coaching for 18 plus years, and my coaching is about one word, results. R-E-S-U-T-L-S, and one of the most exceptional women that I've ever had the privilege of coaching and mentoring, sharing the stage with, having her speak at many of my events, is on tonight's call. And as a matter of fact, she's so exceptional at coaching that I recommend some of my clients that I just can't get to this exceptional woman, Crystal Lowry. Crystal has an athletic background. She's a first-class professional woman. Crystal is a San Diego native, a California native, and an extremely active person. She loves to educate people on living a healthy and active lifestyle. Crystal is an IFBB pro figure competitor, ACE personal trainer, NASN, master sports nutritionist, lifestyle and wellness coach. She assists people in developing consistent daily systematic habits to create substantial results. Her clientele spans across the U.S. as well as internationally into Canada, Australia, and Japan. Her workout style is a combination of weight training and functional training, as well as incorporating sports strength and conditioning to assist people to achieve maximum performance. And I highly recommend that you hire Crystal to be your not only fitness coach, your lifestyle coach, your personal coach, and a woman of influence and affluence, and also a first class human being. Crystal, my California homegirl, how are you this evening?
I am excellent, Jeff. Thank you so much. That was an amazing, amazing introduction. I love working with you, and I am honored to be on your call tonight. So thank you so much.
Crystal, that's a lot of acronyms. IFBB, ACE, NASNA. You have a lot of titles.
Thank you.
And you also get compensated well. You don't have big title, small pay. You have big title, big check. So good to have you on tonight's call, Crystal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. It is an honor and a privilege to be on this call tonight, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Crystal, if I looked you up in the dictionary, here's what I would find. Tenacity, 101. Discipline, 102. Share with the folks on tonight's call what it's like to be a disciplined woman in free enterprise running two businesses from the comfort of your home.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much. And yes, discipline has been something that's been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. And what you have greatly assisted me in seeing is that the discipline had applied to my daily life, which quite honestly, I did not really even think it was that big of a deal. I thought what I did was very normal. You've assisted me to be able to see how this translates into my business and to actually grow my business, as you've mentioned, to run multiple businesses from the comfort of my home. So it's the coaching I have learned from you, it's not what you do, it's what you do daily. And that's been my motto, I think, since I came out of the womb. It's, you mention often on your calls, you know, do people make their bed every day? I have made my bed every single day of my life that I can absolutely remember. I was never told to clean my room, anything like that. So it translated into fitness, and now it's translated also into business.
Crystal, you come from a very interesting background. You were a cheerleader in high school. You've been a personal fitness coach, a personal fitness competitor, but you also grew up in some dysfunction like many people on tonight's call. Can you share with people a little bit about your background and how you became the professional that you are today? Can you do that for us?
Absolutely, Jeff. Yes, I can. You know, I'm an open book, and anybody that knows me personally knows that what you see is what you get. So the journey that I've been on in my life is just something that I've experienced, and it's allowed me to share with others so they can continue on their journey in life. So I came from a broken home, and there was many challenges, and I'm the oldest child out of four, and there was a lot of dysfunction, a lot of moving around at very intricate ages in my life. 10 years old, I went to three different schools, and at elementary level, that's a tough thing to adjust and to make friends and to really fit in. It was about the age of 16 when I found fitness that really was an outlet for me, and it allowed me to relieve stress, even though I didn't know that that's actually what it was doing until later on in life. So bouncing back and forth between a mom and a dad's home, I also grew up taking care of my younger brother, and you know, his crib was in my room, when I was 12 years old.
Now, that's a very interesting dynamic, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I, you know, at 12 years old, I didn't quite understand it, and I was moved into my dad's home without any choice of my own, and those were the circumstances, and I just took them on as that they were normal. My younger brother, as he grew up to know me, he actually would call me Mom, and that was at a very young age, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old.
So that would also set you up for codependence, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. You've greatly assisted me in seeing that I'm a recovering codependent and also a recovering people pleaser. You know, you really kept things on the down low. You didn't make waves. You had a lot of challenges at home. My father was a police officer, so to say the least, my home was very militant. It was very restricted. You know, I had a lot of pressure put on me to not only participate in helping with the family, but to be an adult child that I didn't really understand until you enlightened me to see what that had done for me. And I did not understand at the time how those things had translated into most of my life.
So fortunately for you, you found fitness as an outlet early in your life. Share with folks a little bit about some of the discipline that you have been able to develop over your life and how that has shown up in some of the titles and competition you've won over the last 15 years.
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. So yes, as I said, I found it as an outlet. I was young. I did not even have a car at that time. You know, the one out in the police department gym when I was very young. I was literally sitting on the gym floor, and for whatever reason, at a very young age, I'm talking under 10 years old, I was extremely fascinated watching him work out and understand the mechanics of the body, so I knew it was really my calling. And he had written workouts for me at the age of about 15, 16 when I was in sports, and I worked out in our home gym, which was in our garage. I later started to attract friends to work out with me when I was old enough to drive and go to the gym. And I quickly found out that most people fall off very quickly, meaning it was important for me to go to the gym because I loved how I felt and I really enjoyed the time there. And for most of my friends, it was not priority in their life. So I learned very early on that the person that I could rely on to meet me at the gym was me. And I just continued with the daily habits. And that translated later on into life for me to get certified to be a trainer. Now, I was always drawn to be a trainer. I wanted the certification, but I did not believe that I was capable of actually doing it as a career. And what I mean by that is that early on I thought there's no way I can make a living. At that time, that was the words that I used because I did not know any different, by doing something that I love. So I believed the lie that most of society tells us, and it was really challenging because I knew what I was drawn to, I knew what I loved, and I did not follow suit in that. So like many people, I went to college, I waited tables all through college, so I had a discipline there, I still worked out, and I went and found a job. Not anything that I loved to do. I actually worked in retail environments, I worked in construction environments, and I worked for Home Depot for many, many years. I started training people on the side because that was my true love, and I literally was training them for experience. I really did not even get compensated for this training, but somehow deep inside of me I had this knowing, and knowing that I would eventually end up consulting and training people on the platform that I am today, and this is prior to social media, really prior to internet, and I had no idea how that was actually going to manifest, but I knew it was something that I always wanted to do.
So if I look you up on Facebook, I'm going to go to your Facebook page, Crystal Lowry, and there is the glory. So you look exceptional. You have a first-class physique. You've won many titles. So people see the glory. They see the physique that you have today, that you've trained people all across the world, but most people do not know your story. There's always a story behind the glory, that you've paid the dues, that you've toiled laboriously in the midnight hours. So tell the folks a little bit about what it really is like to be a professional fitness competitor. And there's many people on tonight's call. Jennifer Trinkner, there's many people who have been professional competitors and have won pageants. People think that being a pageant competitor is just a lot of glory. I mean, you look good, you get a spray tan. But what's it really like behind the scenes to be able to make it to the stage?
Yes, thank you for asking, Jeff, and absolutely, I want to acknowledge that there are several people on this call that could definitely contribute to this conversation without a doubt. you know, the my story to get to the fitness professional really backs up about 20 years. I had already been working out, and I did not start working out to compete, although I was attracted to competitions. I saw many of them televised, and I knew someday, somehow, some way I wanted to do that. Really, I did not have the curriculum, and I did not know what it entailed. I continued to work out, and I continued to do what I did based on the knowledge that I had at that point in time in my life. It wasn't until many, many years later that when I started working as a trainer and working in a very small independent gym that I mentioned to the owners that I was interested in competing. Literally, it was all I needed to say because they created the tracks for me to run on, unbeknownst to me that where it would lead me today, even though deep in my heart, I knew that I would eventually do that. So you're absolutely right when you when people think you do not go from an amateur to a professional overnight. I had already been lifting weights for many years. I have over 23 years of experience of lifting weights, and I've been competing since 2007. So I took my physique that was already very well developed, and I fine-tuned it like a fine-tuned machine. How I did that was I had a very systematic way. I had coaches that led the way for me. They taught me about nutrition and how to apply it specifically for a competition. So a competition, what you see on stage, again, as you mentioned, you see this amazing physique, like many of the people on this call are able to stand on the same stage like me. We have the spray tan, and we're dressed up to look like a beauty pageant with muscles or whatever the tone of the physique may be, whether it's for bikini, fitness, figure, physique, whichever you want to call it. However, all the weeks that go into it, it's the daily discipline, day in, day out, making sure that my food is prepared. I do not leave home without a cooler. My cooler consists of having protein shakes as well as normal food. I eat on the average of 5 to 7 times in a given day.
So in your cooler, you're not talking about you're carrying Corona and limes. You're talking about you're carrying your own food that you prepare. Is that right?
Absolutely, Jeff, yes.
So that means that you get up early in as you toil laboriously in the midnight hour. Most people don't understand that the diet that you have to maintain to keep the physique, it takes a lot of planning. Like, I mean, A-L-O-T, like M-U-C-H-O, mucho, it takes a lot of planning to be able to do that. And at the end of the call, you're going to share some of your tips because you actually have journals, you have diaries on absolutely how to maintain this kind of discipline. So what does it take to really create a diet like this?
Thank you for the acknowledgement of noticing the fact that my cooler doesn't have Coronas in it. You know, it is the discipline. I plan out when I'm going to prep my food. And, you know, for example, I just came home from your event at Breakthroughs. And, you know, the first thing that I required was to make sure I had the food that I required to eat on a daily basis. So I was prepping food late into the midnight hours before the work week started with clients on Monday morning. So, you know, it's a systematic way of putting this all together. My systems have taken all of my years of experience, which you assisted me in seeing how it could translate to others, because what I've learned on this journey is that many people are looking for the missing puzzle piece or the link, if you will, and what I've learned to do is to really basically compile everything together and show them how important nutrition is, but also how important body weight or strength training is, how important their cardiovascular is, drinking their water, and it all works very systematically together to achieve the results over a period of time. You're not going to go to the gym one time and wake up in the morning and have muscles. You don't do a program, for example, for 30 days and wake up and, you know, that you're a supermodel or you're a superhero. It's time put in, day out, to yield the results over a period of time.
So are you organized, Crystal?
Absolutely.
Can you share with the folks what that means, to be and stay organized?
Yes, Jeff. I break down the components of my day. I break down the hours that I require sleep, the hours it's going to take me to prep my food, the time in the gym. My workout is part of my daily routine. It's not like you get fit and you just stay this way. So I am very similar to Alexis Romano. I was so blessed to hear her on one of her first calls where she talked about that she really liked the old school pen and paper. I use a spiral-bound notebook. And in my spiral-bound notebook, I write down everything in an entire day. I still log my food. Many people think that once they've got the habit of logging food, they do not require that anymore. I am a testament that I log my food. I like to see what's going on, and I can also have telltale signs if anything shifts in my life or my business. But every single day I open my notebook, every single night when I go to bed, it's closed. I learned many of these tips from Susan Sly as well in her Organize Your Life class. But many of these habits, Jeff, I was already doing. I have fine-tuned them, but everything is written out hour by hour. The clientele that I see, the clientele that I speak with on the phone, my gym time, my time that I eat, my drive time, everything is pinpointed down to the hour. And it's so innate that it does not feel any different. I just plug in another business into it, and based on the skills that I've learned from you to fine-tune it, I just keep operational every single day. I fuel my body with adequate nutrition, keep my brain working optimally. My body works optimally because I exercise. I always show up for myself. It is non-negotiable.
Okay, listen, hold on. I got to get a timeout. You said something very important. Like, show up for myself. There's two questions I have for you. Show up for yourself and tell people why you don't use drugs, performance-enhancing steroids, or any of these other situations. But first of all, what does show up for yourself mean?
Show up for myself is that there's a daily discipline and an impeccable integrity that I hold myself to, Jeff. If you were a fly on my wall or anybody on this call, you would actually see what I do, and it's exactly what I share with all of you. It is no different. Every single day I do the same thing over and over again. And many years ago, I knew that wasn't glamorous, and I again thank Alexis because she's talked about that what she did not seem glamorous to people, but what I do is very effective.
That's called non-glamorous production that pays dividends, results, and profit. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I live it. Same thing over and over. I eat the same meals over and over. I do a lot of the same situations you do. You can find me in the gym at 5:20 every morning, Monday through Thursday. When I travel, I adapt my schedule. I missed 2 days of workout in 26 years, both of them because of food poisoning. But Crystal, let's break this down for the average person on this call. The average person on this call, the average woman is not going to be a fitness competitor. But what you do is not duplicatable, but what you teach is duplicatable because you teach a very simple discipline on how to maintain a healthy physique in a very short period of exercise. Would you share with them a little bit about how you can assist someone who's been addicted to Ambien or Adderall, who's overwhelmed, who consumes GMOs and trans fat? How can you assist someone who's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight to get a physique that they feel comfortable in their own body?
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. And I'm going to tie in what you said about showing up for myself, and I would just want to emphasize on that and then tie into your question. To emphasize on that is I show up for myself every single day because if I'm not my best, I cannot be my best for all of you. I must show up and do the work to lay the tracks for everybody else so they see that it actually produces the results. I must keep my body, brain, everything working optimally so I can be my best. It's not about me. It's through my experience that I'm able to share with others. So this is how this ties in. If someone does not desire to be a fitness competitor, as you mentioned, not being duplicatable, my whole premise of what I've created with doing my businesses 10 plus years ago as a trainer was to inspire and empower others to participate in their lives with strength and vitality. And what that breaks down to is to show people what's possible for them. Movement is an absolute necessity in someone's life. So if someone is a person that is required to lose 50 pounds, they must show up for themselves every single day. Where I tie in is I'm the accountability to encourage them to do that and to show them that they're worth it. It might start with baby steps. Walking every single day. My workout style, again, as you mentioned, might not be duplicatable of all the things that I do, but I have assisted many clients and created a platform for people to do workouts at home, for people to do workouts while they're traveling. And I've really honed in on this the more I've traveled with you, is that you can get a quality workout in a matter of about 30 minutes if you're willing to show up for yourself, if you're willing to do the work in the time frame that you dedicated to doing that time. And that's really what I assist people. Many people had the opportunity to train with me in local cities. When they came to San Diego, I did an outdoor workout. I led them in a workout with no equipment other than our body and a staircase, an outdoor platform that we collaborated as a community to do a workout with their own body weight. Many of them got more of a challenging workout than they've ever even put themselves through. This is the feedback that I received.
And you're very good at it. Crystal, share with them a little bit about how important it is to market yourself and brand yourself and to be able to attract the clients that you require to your enterprise. Now, you are a multiple five-figure monthly income earner as a coach, well on your way to doing that in two different businesses. But just like I said, you major in Discipline 101 and Tenacity 102. How important is it to understand the laws that govern money, learn how to sell, market, and close sales?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, that's where I owe you, you know, more than words can describe for you to have helped me see that. It's about qualifying my customers for my time. So asking a sequence of questions to get to the results that I would like to achieve so I can offer them a solution. Many clients seek me out for just personal training. Some seek me out for nutrition. Some seek me out for my entire package. But I'm able to listen to what they are saying and what they require in a system and honing down to a system that works best for them. To have the tenacity and the discipline and staying organized is the only way that I'm able to do all of this, because some of my clients I'm showing up physically for in the gym, and many of them I'm showing up for physically on a phone call. But that is what is required to do that.
You know, many people went to your city a couple weeks ago. They went to a convention. They fell in love with San Diego. Tell them what it's like to be healthy and exercise in San Diego 7 days a week for the last 30-plus years.
Oh, my gosh. I laugh because, you know, in my structured discipline schedule, I do have time that I download and unplug for myself, meaning there's a half of a day and one afternoon that it's imperative for me to unwind, ground myself so I can show up to be my best. Where do I go? I go to the beach. I love the beach. I love the ocean. It's a 15-minute drive for me, and many of the people that were here got to see that. I wear shorts and tank tops most of the time year-round. It's 70 degrees here. I love San Diego, and I can drive to the mountains or the ocean within a matter of an hour either direction. I do most of my workouts outside. I do gym workouts, but I take it outside too because I can.
Well, you earned that right. So, Crystal, just go into a little bit about sales and marketing and really how important that is to understand how to attract leads. Now, you were one of these women who, in the last couple of years, you would say, my inbox is blowing up. Now, it wasn't like that a couple of years ago when I met you. How have you been able to master attracting leads to your enterprises?
Yes, absolutely. Sales and marketing was something that I really did not fully understand, and you and Chris have greatly assisted me with that. When I started coaching with you, Jeff, I did have a Facebook account, but I never used it. In fact, I did not even have a picture of myself on there. It was a wedding photo, and you helped me identify that.
I forgot all about that. That's right. It was a wedding photo. That was really a WTF moment. I remember that.
We didn't even talk about that. We didn't even talk about that slight detour in my building my businesses. So, you know, that I'm just going to tie that in because I think it's important for the callers to hear my story, many of them which had. But based on my conditioning as a child and what I had attracted into my reality, I had attracted the same, you know, duplication of what I had grown up in. So I was taking care of someone and his family. And until, you know, I was able to really be authentic with myself and step into my own power and see that that relationship no longer served either one of us, I was able to step forward and to really grow these businesses. And my attraction factor has changed based on my coaching with you and my language and my dialogue with every aspect of my life. And so how this ties in with sales and marketing is that I have that profile picture, and I was not even using Facebook. To say it lightly, Jeff, I was not even marketing or promoting myself. I was really literally in a downward spiral with my business, meaning I really, you know, it was hard to show up every day where I was at in my life or work.
You were making about $3,000 a month, ITT, in the tank.
Yes, and taking care of a family that was not my own. I was taking care of three children that are not my maternal children and, you know, a husband that did not have a job, and that was my reality.
And what kind of car were you driving back then?
I was driving essentially a family wagon.
A family wagon? What does that mean? Was that a Woody?
Not quite as fancy a classic as that. I mean, I was driving a Dodge Magnum. I was driving a newer version of a station wagon.
So if I Google Dodge Magnum, what am I going to see?
You're going to see a station wagon, a family station wagon.
And so how'd you go from a family station wagon to a BMW?
Well, literally, when I transformed my life and, you know, learned to let go of things that no longer served me and really understood the power of the word forgive that you had taught me, I began to forgive myself for some of the situations I had put myself in, and I forgave all the people in my life that, you know, I felt had wronged me, and recognized that they did the best that they could, and I could no longer hold people responsible for something that you're just not capable of doing. And with that,
This is a great point, because what I assisted you to do, and what you've done very well, and you assist your clients, change your story. Share with them what that means about the expectations you put on people to stay disappointed and how important it is to let go of the control of disappointment.
Yeah, it was key, Jeff. I called you, you know, many people that have heard my story heard me talk about my dad, but I do want to cover it on this call because I think it's imperative, is I had set myself up my entire life to be disappointed by my dad. I didn't know why I did that. I didn't know that I actually was doing that until you assisted me seeing cause and effect. And it was very clear. It was clear, crystal clear. It happened, you know, close to Christmas time. I live in San Diego. My father lives in Oregon. He was coming into town, not to specifically see me, but for another event. He had, let me know that he would love to come by and see me. And so I had my hopes up as much as I did as a little girl when I wanted my dad to show up for many events. And here it was. I was a grown woman. I was working with you. I was a student of personal development. I had really, you know, carved through some really great feats in my life. I had just gone through a divorce, and, you know, I somehow knew deep inside that my dad was not going to show up. And I hung on by a little thread that my dad was still going to show up. And when he didn't, I was, you know, so upset. I was so upset, and I blamed myself. And then I said, oh, here we go again. And I thought, as a grown woman, what the heck am I doing? It took me 2 days to reach out to you, Jeff. It took me 2 days to reach out to you and let you know what happened and said, you know, not only did I not get a phone call from my dad to say that he wasn't coming, I got a text that said, hey, I've already passed by your place and I'm not going to come by. And so it was at that moment when I talked to you that I realized I was doing myself a disservice to hang on to something that I had no control over. It wasn't my job to even have thought that I could have control over it, and that I was holding my dad responsible and accountable for someone that he was just not capable of being. It gave me a moment of peace and clarity, and I was completely liberated by the fact that it wasn't necessarily that my dad was a bad person or that, in fact, he wasn't my dad. He just was not capable of showing up to be the person that I had always wanted him to be, and I was no longer going to do that.
Change your whole attractor factor. Your whole enterprises begin to change because you let go of control of being and staying disappointed. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I can't even – can I emphasize that word anymore? I mean, my story changed. So you just asked me to share a little bit about the story change. Everything in my life, Jeff, changed. From the car I drove to the place I lived to the clothes I wore, everything. I moved into a new place. The only thing I took with me was my office furniture. That was the only thing I desired to keep. Everything else. It was when you talk about on some of your audios about getting the 55-gallon black trash bag and throw stuff out, it's what I did, and then some.
You're one of the fastest transformations I've ever coached in my career. So, Crystal, can you share with people how you were able to make these decisions that quickly without holding on to a story and saying, oh, I'm not sure if I can do that, you don't understand, my situation's unique, I don't really have the money to do this, and, you know, I got a property that's upside down, and blah, 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 blah. How are you able to silence that inner critic and move into the solution?
Yes, I can, Jeff. You know, listening to you, when I moved out of my home, I actually moved twice as far from work that I had to drive to. So my car turned into a Jeffrey Combs University. I listened to you morning, night. I never stopped listening to you. And I drove further, and I literally took that as a sign that that was meant to happen, that I would spend more time in the car to hear you. You also assisted me when I listened to you on the calls, my actual personal coaching calls with you. I would listen to what you said. I would absorb the information. You shared many critical pieces of tools and information with me, one being a book called The Game of Life, and I've shared this at some of the seminars, and I've demonstrated and shown my book. I started reading this book after a call that you had had with me, because many of the conversations that I had with you, like some of the other coaching clients, were, well, how do I do that? And why? And I don't know. I transformed very quickly. I read this book, and I knew that if it was up to, if anything was to change, it was up to me. I also knew, Jeff, there's something deep inside of me that is, I am going to do whatever it is required in my life, no matter what. Meaning, if I have to get on my hands and knees and crawl to the finish line, I will. If you took everything from me, materialistic money, I am going to get back up, and I'm going to do what it is required to build myself back up. Because
all right, so let's break that down. This is a really unique moment. Now, there are many people on tonight's call who are in challenging situations. A lot of people suffer in shame. They stuff their feelings. They have events from their past that affect them emotionally, and they feel broken. Now, I saw you at some of your challenging moments about 2 years ago, and I've watched you absolutely transform. Where did you reach for that intestinal fortitude, the courage, the quality that so many people lack? How were you able to find it in such challenging moments?
There was two moments in particular, Jeff. One, when I called you really in a downward spiral in a moment of despair and telling you, literally the words came out of my mouth, that I was scared. And you asked me what that meant, and I didn't even really understand what you were asking me. And what I was afraid of was I was afraid to make a decision. I was afraid how that decision would affect other people. I never considered how that decision was going to affect me. You had assisted me in seeing that if I went to a hospital, they were going to medicate me. I have never taken medications. I do not take performance-enhancing drugs. That's not required. What's required is intestinal fortitude. When that call, I hung up with you, and I had the realization that if I went to a hospital, they were going to classify me as someone that was crazy and someone that needed medication, and I knew I was not either of those two. I knew that I must pony up, take responsibility for myself and my life.
Cowgirls don't cry.
Cowgirls do not cry. And I made a decision, and I followed through in that decision.
So what advice would you give to someone that's having some challenging moments? They have some financial challenges. They have emotional challenges. I mean, you can relate. You, in the law of relatability, you've been there, rock bottom.
Yes,
so how does someone who looks so good and feels so bad, because that's where you were, you looked stellar and felt really bad, how does someone who's at that place get to where you are in less than 2 years?
Well, the other pivotal point of that conversation that we were tapping into is really the book that I read that you had given me as a gift, as a tool. Basically, Crystal, read this book, The Game of Life. The words that are in that book, which was written, I believe, in 1940, is that correct?
25,
thank you. I knew I was off. The verbiage is quite different in the book. And what I've read out of the whole book, if I was to extract one pivotal shift in my intestinal fortitude, was the fact that you either have fear or you have faith, Jeff. And when you have fear, it is inverted faith. I had faith in myself and I had belief in myself that I could do anything. But here was this problem. Why I was not moving forward and why many of the people on the call might not be moving forward. I took in consideration to how everyone else was feeling and how it would leave them. And I had the conversation in my head that I was leaving people behind, Jeff. I was leaving them rather than considering the fact, because it is a fact, that they were choosing to stay where they were.
Oh, this is a good one. This is good.
Thank you. I was destined to do great things in life, as every single individual on this call is. We are all gifted a purpose in life. We all have a product inside of us. We all have a passion. And the beautiful thing is, it's different for each and every single one of us. We don't have the same one, so there's no competition. The competition is with yourself. When you know that you're called to do something, and you're not stepping up into your life and you're not making those decisions, you are doing the world a disservice.
That's great content. That is absolutely great content. Crystal, how do you manage two businesses? You're a five-figure monthly income earner in one, soon to be a five-figure monthly income earner in your second business. You coach, you have multiple clients, you drive to gyms all over San Diego, California. How do you do it?
Well, thank you, Jeff. Some days I shake my head, but then I come right back to reality and I say, you know what, this is how I do it. I'm very organized. I'm very systematic. My calendar is very organized, and it really comes down to being true to who I am. I'm in clear communication with my client. I have impeccable integrity with myself and my client. I keep that line of communication open to make sure that I've covered everything with clarity, and I show up with authenticity. I am me. This is what you see is what you get. Many of the clients and or callers that are on this call that have been at events where I'm there, what they see is what they get. I do not try to be somebody that I'm not. I'm very clear in what I'm capable of providing and what I'm not capable of providing. I don't always have all the answers. I rely on resources too, and I will seek out the answer. But I know that every single day when I wake up asking, really, who am I supposed to bless today? What is my life directed to do today? And I follow the schedule that I've given myself. And when I go to bed at night, I acknowledge myself for the work and the efforts that I put in. And I know that it's made a difference in someone's life, and it's made an impact in mine, because as I work with my clients, it's a constant give and take, right? It's a give and receive. I learn each and every day. Every moment I spend with you, I learn. I learn from my clients.
And you have done exceptional. Can you share with how you went from, just like you said, you had some emotional challenges, but I watched you really be able to be in your power and be able to trust your feelings, and which allowed you to really connect in the quantum field. And you were, just like every question I ask you, you were just really dialed in. Now, once upon a time, you processed, you overanalyzed. You spent too much time worrying about other people's feelings. How are you able to really let go of that, so you can just be in the moment, in the present, now o'clock? How are you able to do that? Because there's a lot of people who are addicted to processing, and they're listening to this night, this call tonight. Share with the folks a little bit about how you overcame your tendencies to process so you can be in the present.
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, that was a huge pivotal change for me, and you helped me see that as well, that I was an overprocessor, worrying, thinking about this. I realized that did me no good. It took more energy for me to basically give energy to those things. Those people weren't worrying about me. Money wasn't worrying about me. None of those things mattered. What mattered was my passion, my discipline, and step forward. I silenced those voices because I knew that they did not serve me. The more I begin to understand and trust myself and trust the intuition, and again, there's another chapter in The Game of Life that talks about intuition. Once I read that, it was literally like a light bulb went off, Jeff. It was like, oh, my gosh, Crystal, why do you keep ignoring this voice? The voice kept getting louder and louder. The intuition kept showing up, and I kept having demonstrations of how real and raw that really was. You know, the things were actually manifesting quicker than I could actually write them down. I was journaling them at first. I was excited to tell you when something shifted and something changed. You know, when people talk about whether they're going to get the front row in the parking lot, I'm going to get the front row in the parking lot. That is how it works for me. I declare it. It's a mindset. The mindset training and the student of personal growth, and more importantly, Jeff, being a student of you, I was very present on our calls. I would hear you, and I would listen to what you were saying, and I would absorb that, and I would go into my gut, and I would also listen to my intuition. Many times it required me to get outside and to be grounded, and to just drown out those other voices and the other naysayers and the people. They are not living my life. And for the callers on this call, they are not living your life. Quit giving power to people who do not deserve it.
Not only that, events that haven't even happened. A large percent of the population has a story about the future, and they use the story about the future to justify their procrastination. I can't go to bed at night. I can't turn the engine off. I'm not sure if I can make it without my Ambien, my Adderall, my barbiturates, my NyQuil, my DayQuil, my Overquil. I'm not sure if I can make it without a drink tonight, without a piece of cheesecake. How do you assist your clients to overcome their addictions?
Well, a testament to you, hearing how you went through, you know, AA and how you've been clean and sober for 18 years, is that you do it one day at a time. And if it breaks down that it's one moment at a time, that's how you do it. So when I listen to my clients and their patterns start to creep in, because many times this is apparent after about 3 to 4 weeks into the program, all of a sudden they lose, you know, their footing. And I know that it's not anything to do with my coaching, but it's the habits. And if I can assist them in acknowledging and being aware of those, then we can begin to break them down. I can begin to coach them and say, what would that feel like? Maybe you need to work through that discipline. You know, maybe they've never had anybody hold their hand and work them through that discipline. So once you start to put those things into play, maybe nobody's ever educated them, but consider this. Consider if you're going home and you're eating the same thing and then you're cracking a bottle of wine or whatever it is that you use to basically suppress what you're feeling, consider what it would be like to just try something different. Consider that what you're doing is not yielding the results that you want, and it also is a habit. What I do is a habit, so I show them the difference, that they cannot expect different results from doing the same thing over and over again.
Outstanding. So, Crystal, a lot of people on the call, if they see your picture, you have a 6-pack, an 8-pack, a 14-pack, a 19-pack, a pack of packs. How do you get that kind of physique?
Thank you, Jeff. Day in, day out, you know, not exercising is not an option for me. I'm very systematic of how I train and condition my body. That's really how I look at it. I assisted several clients on the phone today, and we talked about many women want to, you know, shape their lower half, and they want to know how to do that. Well, you don't go to the gym and do squats one day and then not revisit it, you know, for another 2 weeks or a month. I'm very systematic in my approach. I literally use the analogy that, you know, I'm fighting gravity every single day. So I'm going to train and condition my body, all body parts, not just the parts that are lacking, because I too want to hone in and, you know, basically like an ice sculpture. I've used that analogy with many of my clients, especially those that are looking to release weight. If they can see the beauty of what they have inside, and underneath what's covering up and protecting them. But keep in mind, this call can go back and forth between personal growth, mindset training, and also physical training. The fat that accumulates on our body is a protection mechanism. And when we can start to release the protection mechanism, because we start to let go of the events that have happened to us and or have not happened to us, we can begin to let go of that extra stress that the body actually fears as a reality. And it's not a reality. We can begin to chip away like an ice sculpture and create that physique. So I do, you know, my exercises on a daily basis. I am very consistent and it's very repetitious. I know that in order to keep my assets where I would like them, it requires me doing the work. Sometimes I don't want to do it. Sometimes I don't have the best workout, but I do continue to show up and do it all over again, and that's what I assist my clients. You know what? Today, you might not have the best workout, but you had a workout, and that counts for something.
You've coached some top-tier women's fitness competitors in the last several years. Share with the folks what really separates the average from the exceptional competitor.
Absolutely. Going from an amateur in that field to a professional is an absolute mindset. It's consistency. It's daily discipline. It's what you said earlier. It's not whining and complaining. It's doing what is required. It's getting the tracks and the program for that week and following it. It's, you know, the tenacity. It's the showing up. It's the clients. They're not going to call me and tell me, hey, I don't want to do my cardio today. They just show up, they put up, and they do it. And I continue to give them the tracks to run on all the way through.
Who's the best woman you've ever coached, and what separated her from some of the other clients you've coached?
My one of my last fitness competitors that took first in novice and third in her open, she's a bikini competitor, and she was previously working with another coach, and she had a falling out with her coach, and she basically hired me as her coach about 6 weeks out into her show, which is kind of getting down to the wire to the last bit, and I was able to turn everything around for her and assist her in seeing in a calm manner that the consistent daily action to show up for herself, the presentation. When you compete on that level, Jeff, it's not only about your physical body and how great your physique looks, but it's really about your presentation, and it's about your overall aura of how you hold yourself. So behind the scenes, what my clients are going through and what Katie went through, we practice consistently her presentation time and time again. We did dress rehearsals, so it became auto-suggestion on stage, and she went out there, she literally, you know, glowed on stage, and she just had this charisma that shined through her, because what is inside of you is going to flow through you, and it is what the audience is going to see. It's what the judges are going to see, hands down, aside from the most amazing physique.
Okay, Crystal, can you give some just simple tips on how to maintain in 10, 15, 20 minutes, how to begin that transformation, just some simple exercise tips that anyone can do in their home, in their basement, in their hotel room to be able to bring their physique back to where they really feel proud about it?
Absolutely, Jeff. I would, anytime anybody's anywhere, using your body weight is a key component. You could literally warm up by doing some jumping jacks and some jump squats, using body weight to go into full body conditioning, doing some push-ups on the ground. If you cannot do push-ups on the ground, start with a countertop. Do push-ups on the countertop, then graduate to the floor, graduate to your knees. Doing some squats, if you're not clear on how to do a proper squat, you can reach out to me. You can also look at YouTube videos, but I can assist you with videos as well. Doing some crunches on your back is what people have always done for abs, but one of the most amazing ab exercises is really doing a plank. And there's lots of variations of planks, and I offer that in my videos as well. But adding a plank to your routine, adding some bench dips for triceps, really take on that when you're exercising, that you really want to move your whole body and that you're going to tap into all those muscle groups for the day. And you can literally do that even if you did it in a 10-minute spurt. Get your heart rate up a little bit. Jog in place. These are some very simplistic exercises that you can do anywhere with no equipment, just your body. Some other tips as far as nutrition goes, I would definitely urge everybody on this call to drink more water. We've heard it. We know it. How many of you are actually doing it? I consume a gallon of water every single day, which means I carry a gallon of water with me every single day. Now, it's not glamorous. It's not a high-quality accessory, meaning it doesn't have a logo on it that is, you know, it's this classy thing, but it's water, and it's fuel for my cells to operate functionally.
You ever hear people say, I hate to exercise?
I absolutely do. And
how do you address someone who says that to you?
Yeah, how I embrace that is, first of all, I use my qualifying questions that you've assisted me with, and I'll ask someone, you know, how serious they are about changing the quality of their health and their life, and then I'll also ask them how committed they are. Once I find out that, to see if I am able to work with them, if they're a qualified, you know, consumer of my products and my coaching, we can then begin to start. If they say, you know what, Crystal, yes, I am committed and I am serious, but I don't know that I'm ever going to love exercise, and I address that and say, you know what, you might not ever love it, but your body will, and if you can start with where you're at, because I am going to meet you where you're at. As a personal coach, I'm going to find out where we need to start, and I'm going to encourage you, and I can promise you that those people's feedback to me is that they feel so much better, and they actually have embraced exercise into their life. So many times they won't use the word love, but they will incorporate and say that they have infused it into their life, they've embraced it, they feel so much better, and they understand the importance of it.
It's very important that you have a very simple daily exercise. When's the last day you missed a day of exercise?
I cannot recall.
I can't either. I cannot remember the date, but my exercise routine is very simple. I can duplicate it anywhere I go. I used to be a competitive racquetball player, and I would play at least 2 hours a day, 7 days a week for 10 years. And that's not something I can duplicate anymore. I just don't have that kind of time. But I can definitely take a walk in my neighborhood, a power walk for 20 minutes. I have a spin bike in my basement. I have a little corner of my room in my basement that I have a hard rubber floor. I have a setup bench. I can do 100 push-ups. I can do 50 setups and 20 minutes on a spin bike. I can duplicate that. When I travel, I have an exercise routine that I can duplicate either in a hotel gym or outside. When exercise is incorporated in your life, you've incorporated it in your life. When it's out of your life, then you're out of integrity with your body. And unfortunately, that's where so many people are. They take the term exercise and they turn it into a word of pain. Then they avoid the perceived pain. And then the compounded effect shows up. So, Crystal, you've been fantastic tonight. Can you share with everyone on the call tonight how they can reach you, how they can become your friend if they're not already your friend or your fan on Facebook? And I know that you brought some of your products for tonight's call.
Absolutely, Jeff. Yes, thank you so much for that. So for those of you that would like to friend me on Facebook, if we are not already friends, my name is Crystal Lowry, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, last name Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y. You can Facebook message me. You can also go to my website, which is fitnessdesires.com, F-I-T-N-E-S-S, desires, D-E-S-I-R-E-S, so it is plural. You can also reach me by phone. My area code is 619-922-1990. Again, that is 619-922-1990. I do offer a 12-week coaching program. It is me personally coaching you through all levels of exercise, your nutrition plan, and incorporating everything into your life to work very systematically to create the educational platform for a lifestyle shift for you. What I teach is a lifestyle, and I absolutely love teaching it because it's very progressive and I can assist people from crawling to stumbling and walking to eventually running. I also have included for the call tonight, Jeff, thank you so much for allowing me to present some of my products. I do have a digital downloadable product. It is a 12-week self-taught platform of education around foods, understanding body physiologically, also about how the foods impact the body. This is progressive in the sense that you actually go through chapters of this, and it will not let you move forward until you complete that chapter. It's something that I've taught for all these years, but it's packaged nicely in a digital format that you can do in the comfort of your home at the time that works best for you. That program for tonight's call is $197. Chris is going to include a link on the podcast recording. You can also reach out to me immediately if you would like to have access to that, again, through all of the contact information I have provided for you. Jeff, I thank you so, so much for allowing me to be a guest on your call. It is an absolute honor and a privilege to not only call you my coach and friend, but to work so closely with you to assist others in breaking through. It's a gift that you have given me that it are very hard to put into words, but if I can assist any callers on this call tonight through my story and my journey, then I've absolutely been on purpose on this call tonight.
Thank you very much, Crystal Lowry, a world-class fitness competitor, world-class human being. Crystal, thank you very much. I'll have you back as a guest in 2015. This call is officially a call, has been recorded, and is available at www.golden.golden mastermind. With that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight's calls. That's calls.goldenmastermind. It will be available by noon Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Next Tuesday night, I will be covering unresolved anger. I'm going to be covering a couple of chapters from my forthcoming book, The Anger Factor, and I will be covering unresolved anger, passive-aggressive people in our circle of influence, how to let people go, how to let go of your unresolved anger. Have a great evening, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, with Crystal Lowry. Have a great evening, everyone.